Moncrief on News Talk.
This month, Elon Musk's company SpaceX is to go public. Offering shares on the stock market is widely expected to be massive, to break records, and to put Musk on his way to becoming the world's first trillionaire. $1 trillion. That's 12 zeros. Should anyone have that much money? Should we eat the rich? If you had that much money, what would you do with it? Henry Keane went to ask.
If you had $1 trillion or euros, what would you spend it on?
I'd pay off my parents' debt for the house, and then I'd move to Australia. It's my dream.
Your dream is to move to Australia?
Yeah.
And $1 trillion is such a lot of money. I mean, it's $1,000 billion. I mean, you could go to war with another country and still have change. You could cancel out debt for many, many countries.
Yeah, I would actually. I donate quite a lot, especially to charities in Ireland, Breast Cancer Ireland as well. There was a girl on my team who sadly passed away due to breast cancer 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But we're all doing a fundraiser for her every year as well. So, and same with my club, we do a blitz for the under 13 girls.
So you would try and, in a way, raise money for charity, perhaps
yeah.
Find a cure for cancer?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully there will be a cure for cancer soon. But yeah, we definitely do that, yeah.
What is this wealth? It's not like I've got some massive cash balance. My cash balances are very, very low. And at least until I sold stock, which is really the first time I've actually sold stock in any meaningful way, was this quarter. I simply had loans against my stock. So if Tesla and SpaceX went bankrupt, I would go bankrupt too, immediately.
If you were Elon Musk, what would you do with $1 trillion? What would you do if you had it?
I don't know.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah. Just help everyone.
You'd help everybody?
Yeah.
Would you take a break?
Yeah, go on a holiday with everyone, all the family and everything else.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone.
Where would you take them?
Wherever they wanted.
What would you do with that kind of money?
I definitely would donate to charity, help my family. I come from a very large family.
How large?
There's 12 aunts and uncles, and then I come from a family of 6 kids. I'm the youngest, so it would be nice to give back to them because they've always helped me out over the years, especially my mom. She's a single mom, so giving back to the family, the community, and I've always dreamt of having a boat, I'm not going to lie.
So you would like to have a boat. So
yeah.
There were 6 of you, your mum was a single mum.
Yes.
That must have been tough for her.
Yeah, very difficult. So she started her own business and here we are, living in Dublin.
So $1 trillion, I mean, that would solve all financial problems, not just for you, but perhaps for a whole town.
Amazing. I know.
A city.
I would love that opportunity to be able to relieve that kind of pressure. And yeah, it would be nice to be in that position.
Should any one person have that kind of money, have $1 trillion?
No. It was a regular upbringing. We didn't want for anything, but we certainly weren't rich.
What would you do with that kind of cash if it was in your pocket?
I'd give it to you, Henry.
Well, I don't know what I'd do with it, to be honest.
There you go. I just passed the book.
I would have a lot of security. That's what I would have. I'd have a team of security to keep me safe.
It is. It's too much money. But anyway, he's not getting it in cash. It's just...
Well, it's shares. It's up there somewhere in the cloud.
Well, still, it won't make much difference to him, I should think.
Because Elon Musk is so rich anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me step out of character for those who say it hasn't changed me at all. yes, I mean, if you have millions of dollars, it changes your lifestyle. And anyone who says differently is just full of bullshit. Yeah, I mean, I have like this huge house in Bel Air and a McLaren and like jets and all sorts of things. It's awesome.
What would you do with $1,000 billion, $1 trillion?
I'd probably buy a house for my mom, my dad, and a car.
What sort of car?
A Lamborghini. And I'd donate it to the homeless as well.
How much would you give to the homeless?
Probably a few million.
You still have an awful lot of money left over. What would you do with the rest of it?
I'd probably just help out people around the world.
And growing up, was there much money in the house?
It was like, it wasn't a lot of money, but it wasn't less. Like, I had the right...
So there was enough?
Yeah, there was enough for a home.
If I have, like, money left over, I'd get a house for me ma.
What would you do with $1 trillion?
Give it to all my family and save some for myself and then go on a session.
be a pretty big session, wouldn't
it? Yeah, wouldn't it? It'd be very expensive.
And what would you get on the session? Would it be like champagne?
Yeah, loads of champagne all over the place. Like on the racetracks and all, yeah.
You'd go to the racetracks. Yeah. And what would you do?
I'd go on a heavy session myself. I'd probably go down to the races, put $1 million on a dog, win that back, and then go on the session for the rest of the night with the lads.
So you'd go to the dogs?
I would, definitely, yeah.
I'd go to the bookies as well.
And you'd go to the bookies?
Yeah.
But you would have loads of money, so you wouldn't need to bet.
Yeah, just keep them down and make more money.
Buy the bookies.
Exactly.
How were you brought up with money?
Well, I was always brought up to work hard and educate myself and earn money that way.
Was there money around when you were growing up?
No, there wasn't. I mean, you know, in fairness, like, we never wanted for anything, but we didn't have a lot of money. And back in the day when I left school, like, people just went out and got a job.
And did you eat out much as a family? Did you only go out for special occasions? Was there food on the table?
Oh, there was absolutely food on the table. We didn't eat out much, though, but a treat would have been a takeaway from the chipper.
So that was the special occasion.
That was it. There's no Chinese or anything then either.
And yourself, what would you do with $1 trillion or euros? And does money make you happy? I mean, you've obviously done well since childhood. Are you happy? I'm guessing you've got loads of cash under the mattress.
I wish. I'm very happy, but it's not due to money. I think I went back to college and I got a job that I'm hugely passionate about. And yeah, we all need money to pay the bills and to get on. And my favourite thing is travel. So for that, it comes in great. But no, money doesn't make me happy.
But you've done well.
I have done well. Yeah, well, I've done as well as
you've worked hard.
I do. I'm still working hard. Yeah. Yeah, I do work hard.
If you had $1 trillion, euros, what would you do with it?
I think I could make a hell of a lot of people very happy with that. It's a lot of money. I don't think I'd hold on to it. I think I'd give a lot of it away and make a lot of people happy and help a lot of people.
You wouldn't do what Elon has done and try and, you know, help choose the next president of the United States?
That wouldn't be my passion, no. Might try and help choose the next president of Ireland, all right, but not the USA.
I wouldn't have a clue what to do with it.
That kind of money.
You know what I mean? You go mad.
It is a huge amount, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, too much.
A trillion.
Absolutely, yes. You know, it is.
1,000 billion.
Yeah, indeed. The world has gone crazy. There's no doubt about it.
Should one person have $1 trillion, even though it's just in assets and not all of it is hard cash?
No, regardless of it being an asset or not, no one should ever have that amount of money, ever, I don't believe.
And if they are, you perhaps feel that they should be taxed on it heavily?
I think it's just proof that capitalism is broken, that we've just entered the late stage now where the money no longer makes any sense, you know what I mean? It's completely devoid of any add value. For one person to ascertain that amount of money means that the system's completely broken.
And there's ultimate poverty across the world, including the States.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. So even if you say you had the trillion and you try to disperse it to everyone evenly, within a couple of months someone else will have $1 trillion, so that the system's broken, you know what I mean? I'm still for capitalism, but you have to at least be conscious that it's not working, you know? That would be my thinking on it.
Here is Owen McGee, financial advisor.
Elon Musk is worth $1 trillion. Let's put that in perspective. If he put that in a bank account, didn't even invest it, just put in a bank account, at 1%, he'd be getting $10 billion a year. In other words, unless he's incredibly stupid, which we know he's not, it's likely he could never get to the end of that money, because his spending would have to be, at the very, very least, more than $10 billion a year. That is just an astronomical amount of money. But is he happy? Is he really happy? There is research out there that shows us that actually, when you get enough income to cover your basic needs and you get a little bit above that, and let me make the numbers up, right, because it changes all the time. Let's say basic needs is €40,000 a year. When you get to €50,000 a year, that brings you up exponentially, actually. That change from covering your basics to having a little bit of luxury actually does bring you quite a bit of happiness, that increase. But after that, it starts to plateau off. So if you're on 50 grand a year and the person beside you is on 100 grand a year, they're not automatically twice as happy as you are. In fact, What I would say, and oftentimes we'd have a lot of winners come into me in private practice, and the message I try and give to them is, the things that made you happy before are the things that are going to make you happy again in the future. You just have more time to do them now. And it's a really important message to get. If you're not happy broke, you won't be happy rich. But we're all willing to try.
This is what Jim Clarkin, the CEO of Oxfam Ireland, had to say.
The world doesn't need any trillionaires. And in fact, the growth of billionaires over the past number of years has been exponential. And, you know, this idea that we should continue to celebrate this extraordinary amassing of an amount of money that people couldn't spend in multiple lifetimes doesn't seem to be the right driver. We should, of course, celebrate entrepreneurial skills, business success, and remember that the backbone of most economies is actually small businesses, family-run businesses, and businesses that have continued to develop from there. We see these billionaires amassing this enormous amount of wealth and then having undue political influence. Just looking at the US inauguration last year, we saw a billionaire president surrounded by billionaire backers and supporters. And what they're doing is then influencing policy to make sure that the system will continue to benefit them and their families. Just last year, for the first time, the majority of new billionaires arose from inherited wealth. So this isn't even earned wealth. It's oftentimes inherited or it's generated through monopolistic kind of business practices. At the end of the day, we need a system that, of course, rewards success, but also ensures that those who are successful contribute their fair share to the rest of society. And ultimately, this is the society on which their businesses depend. So it's the right thing to do in terms of a fair distribution. And it's also the smart thing to do in terms of ongoing development of economies and ultimately making societies better. We see that across the world, whilst this wealth has been amassed, the poorest people in the world have not increased their wealth. In fact, global poverty rates have not decreased in recent years. They're actually going backwards. So there's a big challenge to us here. We must tackle this kind of level of billionaire growth and billionaire wealth accumulation, which is having an undue and unfair and undemocratic influence on the rest of society.
Henry McKean reporting there. Wasn't it interesting? The first woman that he interviewed said when, now obviously $1 trillion is hard to get your head around, so maybe she was thinking more like a million, which even at that is obviously a life-changing amount of money, but she said she'd help out her mother pay off her debts, but she'd still emigrate to Australia. The first thing I do, says this texter, with $1 trillion is buy the bloody GAA rights and make sure every game is shown every weekend as it should be. Yeah, that probably would hardly put a dent in your fortune. Someone else says, I heard a Northern Irish lotto winner being interviewed on the radio. When asked if it had changed his life, he replied, well, I am talking to you from the 19th hole of a golf course in Barbados. So yes, I think it has. Someone else says, oh God, what I do with $1 trillion, I'd buy Ireland and then employ Michael O'Leary to run it. So if that person gets $1 trillion, house prices will plunge around Dublin Airport, I would have thought. Rory wonders, is there an ethical way to accrue $1 billion? I don't think there is, but open to persuasion and maybe then I'd consider it. OK, we don't want to rush you into anything, Rory. The money's here waiting for you. We have a truck outside, but, you know, even I would think about it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.